This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU trustees approved a new president for the Southern Illinois University system this week. Dan Mahoney is currently the president of Winthrop University in South Carolina. I had the opportunity to sit down with him during an introductory visit to the Carbondale campus.
Been in higher ed for a long time now, most of my adult life. Started as a faculty member for a year at the University of Oklahoma and then spent a long time at the University of Louisville in a variety of administrative roles, and including department chair and associate dean, associate provost. And then I was a dean at Kent State for 7 years, and then I've been a president of Winthrop University for the last 4.5 years. And so, again, back to what I talked about, I think my interest in these initially was looking at the footprint of the Southern Illinois University system and the potential for impact. Seeing that this was an institution that really could impact not just the students at the institution, but the whole region, and that was really appealing to me. Also saw some of the challenges from an enrollment standpoint, and always like to be challenged, and I think a lot of what is happening here is already starting to happen other places and may start to look a lot like this in a few years. If we can be successful here, we can be a role model for other institutions about how you kind of move forward in a more challenging enrollment environment, and so that was appealing to me as well.
Do you have any ideas, anything that's worked for you in the past that you think could fit here at Southern?
Yeah, there's a few things that we've done where I am now and in other places. One is developing what I call destination programs, which are programs that students will come to the university because you have that program that may not have looked at you otherwise. Sometimes it's even, I will tell you, and this sounds funny, and I did this back when I was at Louisville, sometimes changing the name of a program can dramatically change interest in the program, even though it's pretty much the same program. And we saw that certainly with the sport management program, where when we did some changes to the name, we'd like double the enrollment just by changing the name. And so there's a certain marketing aspect to it as well. We did a lot when I was at Winthrop with how we use our financial aid and using that more effectively, so we're really meeting the needs of the students and figuring out how we distribute that financial aid to get the right student body and making sure students can afford to go there. That helped us out quite a bit. Doing a little bit different with how we recruited and where we targeted. Do we have enough recruiters in the Chicago area? Do we have enough recruiters in the St. Louis area? Do we have enough recruiters? And we did a lot of that at Winthrop as well. And we redid People's Regent. We redid the time that they spent in each area. All of that really helped us this past year when we went up about 8.5% on freshman enrollment.
You mentioned diversity earlier, mm-hmm. and you've talked about it a little bit here. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that have been critical of diversity initiatives mm-hmm. say there's a difference between diversity and inclusion.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, because I think a lot of times when we talk about diversity, we simply focus on the numbers. And the numbers, without question, are important. Because if you have no numbers, the inclusion part doesn't really matter if you don't actually have the diversity in numbers to start with. But it's not just about the diversity. It's do people feel included? Do people feel welcome? And we did a lot, I think, at the institutions I've been at before. Winthrop certainly, I think, has done a great job in that. We'd always done a pretty good job on the student side. We've done a much more effective job on the faculty and staff side. At Kent, one of the things I did there was we developed an office for diversity outreach and development in my college. And part of our feeling was that the students really didn't feel welcome there. And so we developed that office. I hired a great guy, NJ Akbar, who led that office. And we changed our numbers dramatically, both in diversity of the students we were attracting, but also our retention. Our retention ended up exceeding the university's retention for our minority students. We were way ahead of everything. We were so effective that the institution actually decided to have every college develop an office just like ours, because we became the role model for the rest of the institution. So there are ways of doing things that make people feel included, as well as just attracting them to the institution.
You have a somewhat unique perspective compared to administrators we've seen recently, mm-hmm. in that you have college age and high school age children still.
Yes.
How does that change your perspective in terms of how to run a university and how to attract those students?
Well, I think it gives me a much more realistic perspective. And I think sometimes I've seen things that the universities did well, others that I think didn't go so well. So I've gone on all the tours with my son and daughter, and I pick up different things, and I look at different things. What can I steal, and that didn't work at all. And one school I can think about that won't mention it, but that my son went to, that I thought for sure he would apply to, walked away and had no interest of. And I know why, based on some of the things that happened. So you learn from those types of things. But you also realize that some of it it's hard to judge. Each kid is different. And it's not always a failure when they decide not to come there. It's just my son ended up at a very small school. My daughter will probably be at a very, very big school. They're different kids. And sometimes you lament the fact it's like through the small school, how come you couldn't attract that kid? Well, that really wasn't the right fit for them. And understanding each kid has to find their own fit. You know, understanding that no matter what you do, certain students you're not going to get. And I think having that perspective. Also, I think sometimes we focus too much on the negative of our own institutions and don't realize everybody else has the same challenges we do. So residence halls is always a great example. Our residence halls are awful. No student will come here because of our residence halls. And then they go to tours of other residence halls. It's like, yeah, they're not that much better. And so it gives you a more balanced perspective on what those challenges are.
That's incoming SIU President Dan Mahoney. He'll start his duties March 1st. I'm Jennifer Fuller.